Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show on Saturday night against the Tulsa Drillers. I'm joined by Jesus Valdez, who had a huge game last night to help the Saudis win against Tulsa. And Jesus, I guess I just want to ask you generally, what does a game like last night just do for you as a player mentally to just keep you in the season?
Miss a lot is miss back my confidence, and I working hard every day in the cages, in the field. I give goodbye for my teammates, so I'm pretty happy for that game.
Have you ever gotten an RBI hitting first base on a ground ball before?
No, it's my first time.
What was your reaction to that play?
So I say, thanks God, I need it.
Talk me through your approach with the home run in the seventh inning. It's an 0-2 pitch. You got a 99-mile-per-hour fastball. What were you thinking in that moment?
So I'm ready for the fastball because he started with fastball, and he threw me another fastball, swing and a miss, and he threw me fastball again, 99. I miss it to foul ball, and in my mind, I say, he coming to fastball game, and so I'm ready for the fastball.
What do you view your role in this clubhouse to be? Because as you said, you like to bring good vibes. Obviously, this clubhouse is full of a lot of guys that like to have fun, right?
Yes. So, like I say, I give a goodbye for my guys to be ready for play. I give information because I have a lot of time here to Amarillo, so I'm good.
What does Colina do for just the general vibes of the place? How does he, as a manager, allow everyone to kind of let their personality show?
So Colina, every day he give me two goodbyes, good energy. So he say, let's go, we do this, we got it. So he's good manager.
You had a great opportunity to go join the Major League Club down in Mexico City when we were in San Antonio earlier in the season. Can you just tell me about that experience and what you kind of took away from that?
Bro, it's awesome. In my mind, I say, what? So I say, thanks God for the opportunity. It's nice. Go to minor league team. So thanks God for the opportunity.
You said you've spent a lot of time here in Amarillo. This team has a lot of young guys on it, right? Do you feel like it's somewhat your responsibility to help show them how to work here?
Yes, like I say, I give you information. Maybe I see the pitcher last year. I say, hey, this pitcher throw this. So I know the feel too. Hey, maybe he tried to bomb, something like that. So I give you the information.
We've got 14 games left in the first half, trying to win a first half championship. What do you think this team needs to do to end the first half on top?
We need play hard every day to compete, like we say every series. So play hard, compete every time.
What about the Uno games in the clubhouse?
Oh, that's nice. We play Uno every day.
And you and Manny Pena have a pretty good rivalry there, sitting next to each other at the table, right?
Yeah, me and Manny, last year too. Yeah.
It's a long-running Uno rivalry.
Yeah.
Jesus, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, guys.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.